Welcome, everyone, to Total Nonstop Impact, Impact Talk for Impact Fans Future, right here on the TNI Network. This is Tremont, my co-host, J-Bone. J-Bone, say hello to all these people who waited patiently.
What is up, everyone? Welcome. It's Monday, which usually sucks, but we're here, so hopefully we'll brighten the end of your Monday a little bit.
Yes, and this is Time Machine Tuesday, NWA TNA throwback reviews from the Asylum. Tonight, we are doing NWA TNA number 101, and we're going to just touch on Impact TV leading up to this, which is Impact episode number 4 from Orlando from the Fox Sports Net days. So we'll, J-Bone will touch on that, so you know what your lead-ins are. But yeah, man, so we're going to talk about, we have 10 left after this, J-Bone, 10 episodes left. They end at 111. That's the end of it.
Holy crap, I thought it was more than that.
10 left, man. That's the end of it. And I got an idea for what we're going to do afterwards. I got a thought. I'm going to run it by Jay because he's my heterosexual podcast life mate right here, J-Bone. So I'm going to talk to him about it first, and then we'll talk to you guys about it. So,
I don't know how to react to that.
It's like what Jay used to say about Jay and Silent Bob. My heterosexual life mate, Silent Bob. You know, that's what he's called. You know, they're not together, but you know, that's their life mates.
Like guys say that when they go touring and stuff like that, and we road wife or whatever.
Mark, get the fuck in here. Mark's in the chat. Mark, get in here. Get the hell in. Just get in here. I don't know. He's like, I haven't watched this. No, whatever. Fine, whatever. Just get in here. Hang out. Where the hell's Bill today? What happened to Bill? He was at the Impact. He was at No Surrender this weekend.
He was at the tapings last night. He stopped in literally last minute at the end of the Sunday dinner just to check in as he was leaving the tapings, and then he was going to come home today. So I'm going to just take a wild guess and say that travel was maybe a little more hectic than expected. I have no clue how he traveled, if he drove, flew, what. So, okay. You know, it's a travel day. We'll certainly give him a pass. He's front row Bill.
Okay.
He'll be back Thursday.
All right. Right. Mark is saying my mic sounds hollow. Is it hollow? Why is it hollow?
It doesn't. You sound like you're on the other side of the room, but I can still hear you.
Oh, how about this? If I take this thing off, how's that? Is that better?
That did nothing.
Nothing?
Oh, it's not. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like your camera mic as opposed to your mic.
Oh, that could be it. Let's see. Audio and... Yeah, I think you're right. Let's see. Mike. Yeah, you're right, Jay. I think that's it. Hold on. Yeah, it is. It was on the damn camera, Mike. Hold on a second. Where's this mic?
Your new computer's not used to this.
How's this? Is this better?
Oh, that sounds sexy.
Oh, I'm back. I'm back, baby.
Oh, my God. My nipples just got hard. That sounds perfect.
Nice. All right, sorry about that, everybody. I had reset my – I cleaned my browser. And I had I'm on a new computer, Jay. I got a new computer here. I had a new computer. It's been sitting here for a while. I just finally started using it.
So, it's tremendous.
It is nice. It's nice. It's got a nice processor. It's great. Did I debut on Raw today, by the way? It was today my day.
You know, you had another Veer is coming. So guess what? You're here. You're not over there. So we'll take you as much as we can get you.
I was in the gorilla position, just waiting for them. So it's going to give me the green light, but they didn't. So that's why I showed up here. But all right, let's see what else. So I watched No Surrender, J-Bone. Before we get into this, I just want to touch on this
because fine because I wanted you to pop in last night and talk about it a little bit, but all we had was me and Alicia. So
oh, okay, yeah, I was with the fam. You know, Sunday's a little tight depending on what time I'm at mom and dad's, but.
You and your fam.
No, yeah, I'm a good son. I'm a good son. You should all be good sons in this chat here.
You are. You are a good son.
I can't. You know what I did? I walked in the house immediately. I took care of some stuff in the living room. I packed some stuff away in the garage. I handled some stuff for my dad. I took care of this. I took care of the computer stuff at the house. I cleaned up. I did laundry. You name it. I took care of everything. I did a lot of stuff.
You did your laundry?
No, I did my dad's for him. I did my dad's. It's heavy. Hey, there he is.
Look at this.
We can't hear him. We can't hear him. He's mute. He's a mute. Mark's muted. A good looking motherfucker, man.
Can you hear me?
There you are. You're back.
Okay. I heard you say,
guy, man.
Oh, like, thanks.
He's got that perfect blend of brown and white. You know, it's like that perfect mix.
It's olive.
It's really nice. It's like, you know, he's got the distinguished like grays on the side. Like, he's just a good looking dude.
He's got
beautiful kids. He's got beautiful kids. Have you seen Mark's kids? He's got beautiful children too.
I have not. I keep hearing about them and how crazy they drive him, but no, we haven't.
Trent is a great son. I say that all the time. Trent. Every week. I don't have parents, so I don't know what that's like, but I hope my kids are half as good as Trent.
Mark is a tremendous father. His kids are the reason he's hardly on the show anymore, and that's how good of a father he is. Okay, I just wanted to say that.
Dude, I love this. This is like a love-in, man. I love you guys. This is
love-in.
Yeah, like this formation, dude. It's like classic formation, man. I just popped in because Trent said so. Obviously, I'm outside. It's been totally hectic. So yesterday, my daughter had all her like academic decathlon nerd friends over, and this is like her core group since childhood.
Oh boy!
And, they went roller skating, and my wife took them. And then when they came back, one of the girls was like, "Can we have a sleepover?" And it was like, "Okay, fine." Forgetting my wife had to work today, so it was really just all on me. So
you guys weren't off today? Today's a holiday.
No, they've eaten up all the holidays for teachers with like planning and stuff now.
Really?
So yeah, they cut down on teacher holidays by one this year, and I think two a couple of years ago.
So it's federal holiday, they didn't get it.
It's President's Day. No one gives a shit about the president.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but I ended up with my son and then a house full of teenage girls all day today. So I totally even forgot this show was on tonight. Like, I was trying to work too, and you know whatever, but.
Yeah,
I thought, shit, I'll come with you guys at least for the opening and tell you where I was.
That's all good,
whatever,
man.
The day of the show was. You know?
That works. Yeah, let's do that. We'll at least do that. And you, I know we have a potential sponsor that you've reviewed the documents for. I was going to tell J-Bone. We still have to connect on that. So
yeah,
guys, we're working on something. We're going to see if it's legit enough for us. And if it is, we're going to go ahead with it. So.
But yeah, there's just some legalese that's concerning in the contract. I mean, we actually have an offer for sponsorship.
Yeah.
I've just kind of put the kibosh on it for the time being because I want to review it with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So we didn't sign anything yet. We're going to review it and we'll go over it. And J-Bob, I'll fill you in. And then Mark, let's try to connect tomorrow if you can.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And then we'll be back on the brand for one more episode and then we're out again.
Yeah.
No. That's not it.
But listen, I want to tell you, I did watch No Surrender and it was a fucking great show, man.
Dude, it was like fucking perfect.
What a hell of a show. Like, you guys know me, I'm pretty critical of the product when I have to be nowadays. And I'm not like for no reason, but I'll call it out. Like, I'll call shit. But dude, it was a very good show and the crowd was great. I was worried in the beginning because like I didn't realize the first two matches were dark matches.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, this crowd's looking thin, dude. And then they showed the other side, which that should have been what they shot on hard side. You know what I mean? Like hard camp side. Because that one side was fucking packed, you know? But the one to the right, like stage right, was all like these weird kind of bleachers. Like it was like this weird level of bleacher.
I mentioned that in the Discord. I hated the look of it on TV.
Yeah.
It looked really – that's a terrible venue. I did not like the look.
When ECW ran it, I believe, 20 years ago, they shot it the other way.
So you didn't have the stupid bars on screen.
Yeah, you saw where the crowd was packed. Like they used the bars area for the hard cam.
Yeah, which is how
they shot it to the big
shot. Yeah,
and I remember seeing that. And then they brawled over there. I remember they brawled. Like, I remember Tommy Dreamer was brawling with somebody over there and shit. So like they used that to brawl. That was open area. But either way, I thought they did a great
job.
Show was fantastic.
If you look in the Discord at like what everybody's match of the night was, everyone has a different match of the night.
And it's
all
true.
Of the arguments are solid.
Oh, like, yeah.
It just, I mean, even the Good Brothers had a fucking banger of a match.
Dude, they did.
Like, I mean, come on
I'll be honest, Jay.
There's a lot of hype there.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll be honest. I've never seen a GOD match prior to this one. Fuck. And dude, they were great.
You've never seen a GOD match in the fucking 10 years of
it. So then let me ask you this real quick. We're not going to have to go through the whole thing, but we're just talking about it for a bit just because we didn't have Trent.
I'm going to hop off anyways, and you guys will blaze through it.
All right. So what did you think of Jay White? Did you like his match with Eric Young?
Yes, I really did. I thought he leveled each other up in so many ways because Eric as you guys know, Eric is a great character builder throughout a match. Like, he knows how to fuck. Like, guys, I'm telling you, watch Eric Young psychologically in a match and how he paces a match. That dude's telling a story. And so he grounded Jay Young in that, Jay White. And then Jay White brought out more athleticism out of Eric Young. It was like they had such good chemistry for a first time match. I was like, shit, dude, this is awesome. Yeah, the whole show was fucking great. Like, honestly, I can't say enough about it.
There wasn't a single bad match. There wasn't bad booking. It was just about a fucking like, to think that, oh man, 3 years ago, we were talking about Josh with his fucking iPhone filming shit ringside. It was completely unwatchable. And now G.O.D. gets fucking booted out of Bullet Club. Jay White turns on G.O.D.
That's crazy.
And all this major storyline that's been building for a decade has a pivotal piece go down on an Impact Plus special. Dude, we're a million miles from where we were 3 years ago with these Impact Plus specials. They are absolutely cannot miss at this point. They are 100% canon, and you should not be missing them. I love that match too. EY, fantastic character guy. But yeah, I mean, Jay White is, you know, the successor to Kenny Omega. So, you know, Jay White can fucking go. I thought Eric Young looked 20 years younger out there.
My only problem with Jay White is that he's very, very British dry in the face. Like, he's very dry expression. He's very dead expression. You know, well, so he's a stoic British man, you know?
Well, he's Australian.
Oh, so sorry.
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
He's a Kiwi.
He's a Kiwi guy. So, yeah, he's oh, very yeah, okay. dry. Yeah. Very stoic.
I was a big island off. I'm sorry.
Yeah. he's fantastic, though.
He is this great. Whole thing, I remember, yeah, funny Jay White story. When he was in Ring of Honor, his rookie year or rookie couple years, whatever, short hair, everything, I saw him at the Milwaukee show. J-Bone, Turner Hall, Milwaukee, Ring of Honor. And he was in, like, a six-man or something. And all of us, we had no, like, the whole group, I was like, nobody had ever seen him. And we were just like, man, this guy's fucking good. I remember Nicole was like, man, this guy's awesome. He's going to be something someday. A couple years later, go figure. So, like,
well, yeah, he started in Ring of Honor, and then he went to New Japan and started in their dojo and worked as one of the Lions and literally just worked his way up. Very similar to how, kind of like Balor did, sort of. Yeah. Kind of.
I will say this also, the Eddie Edwards turn is great. He needed more demand. He needed something. I think He's been stale. It freshens him up. He gets to be heel for like the first time, basically. So
The crazy Eddie was.
Crazy Eddie was still. He was like the. Steel, he was a face.
He's like a tweener.
Yeah. Overall, I'm not gonna go through every match. I think Moose and Morrissey killed each other.
Yo, that main event showed the fuck up.
It did. I think those two were like, yo, we're semi-main today.
Yeah.
So let's fucking show them why we should never have been semi-main. Yeah. I was like, that's awesome.
My match of the night personally was Alizé versus Deonna, because I love that Alizé forced Deonna to wrestle a lucha match almost the whole time. Like, Deonna gave her a ton of offense and a ton of momentum, completely let Alizé control the momentum. She's local, so I'm like super hype on that, obviously. Like, the Texas women's scene's getting a ton of representation. This match was huge. Further proof that Deonna in the ring can wrestle any style, anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Too good.
She just, that finish, like, I know I'm partial to Deonna, but really on a card full of fucking 10-star matches, like, this one stood out to me because it pushed Deonna to a limit I haven't seen her pushed to before.
Yeah, dude.
So just fucking this whole card.
Was great show.
Just killer.
I part of me, Jay, I'm sure you had the reaction that night too, but I'm thinking this is one of those, like, they need to give this one away for free just to show people, like, hey, any of you fuckers who are just like not watching this at this point,
yeah,
like, okay, you maybe you don't like the storylines, but this fucking show showed up. Like,
dude, even the totally fucking, the Trey Skylar Dark match was fucking awesome.
It was great. Trey killed him. I thought it was great. Dude, and I gotta say, the main event, I gotta give it to, I'm telling you, Macklin has grown on me as an aggressive.
Oh yeah, just in the ring. He's great.
I just love that he's a brute style. And they all showed up on that main was great. I thought Okay, I don't know if anybody else caught this. We're gonna end it on this because I don't want to keep you on this too long. But there, okay, do you know that Jay? That did you tell me, Jake? Did anybody call this out in the review? So PCO does that apron dive thing, right?
So he had Rich dodges.
Yeah. So he had Lucha. I'm sorry. He had Willie and Rich lined up. So he does it. He hits Rich first. And at what you see, like, I think he hit him hard because Rich, you see Rich get a hit. And he's like, God damn, motherfucker.
Yeah. He curls up and sits up.
He does. He does. Because it fucking hit, he hits him, and then he reacts like, God damn. Yeah.
Like, I thought you were talking about the one where Swan dodges and PCO does the plancher or whatever it was, the tope into nothing. I was like, God damn, he is not fucking human, dude. PCO is such a nut.
PCO, like, was just insane during this. It was a great 5-on-5 where everybody got their shit in.
Yeah.
Taven and Bennett looked great. Vincent, PCO, did dives through the ropes. No one there. He gets on the top turnbuckle, does a backwards dive into like everybody. Just, oh my God. That dude is just, what is he, 50 something?
56,
and,
I think.
And he's moving like a 20-year-old. It's like, I know we talk about, we don't always want to see big guys doing this, but PCO, he just floors us all the time. So I don't care, man.
Yeah, he's great, man.
He's a blessing to our roster.
Let's do the opening of the throwback, then Mark can go. So, all right, guys.
I just got a text from the wife.
All right. So we gotta make it quick here. NWA TNA number 101 from the Impact, the TNA Asylum, June 30th, 2004. Now, I was on my buddy Dave's couch. Dave, who was here for 100 last week, if you haven't seen it, the legendary Dave was on last week's show. I'm having dinner with Dave on Wednesday. It's awesome. What a great guy. Dave is great, and I'm going to try to get him back for 111. So,
fantastic guy.
So that's where I was. We confirmed it. We showed couch photo. I was on the couch last week. Like, we saw the couch.
I thought you were saving that for 111.
Oh, no, yeah, we did. I'm sorry. We didn't show it, did we?
No, we did. But I thought you were going to save it for the end, Dan. What happened to that?
Yeah, what happened? Did we show it last week?
Yeah, you did.
We gave it away. We'll show it. Hey, Mark, we'll show it again. We'll act like it never happened. Yeah. But Mark, where were you June 30th, 2004?
This is right before. So my wife's birthday is in early August. I moved out of Texas to Nebraska.
Whoa.
For a little bit.
Random.
For a minute. I went to college there for a little bit.
Omaha?
Yeah, Omaha.
Yep. Great town.
Yeah, I went to school in Lincoln, so 30 minutes between or whatever it was. But at this point in time, I was just about to quit my shitty job at the law firm. I think I quit 4th of July weekend. So it may have been this weekend, actually. And then I went full-time at the video game store until I moved. So a lot of things were going on this time. You're real busy. Yeah, J-Bone, you busy at this time?
Yeah, 04, J-Bone, June of 04. Summertime.
I can't tell you what I was doing in 2004, but I can tell you this. I just reconnected within the last 24 to 48 hours with an old friend of mine that I used to get into so much trouble with. Oh, my God. Number one, I haven't talked to him in 5 years. We ended on a bit of a squabble, so we went our separate ways. But during the last 2 years, I've been thinking about him, and I've been like, man, I wonder if he's, because like, dude, we've lost what? How many people during this panini? And it's just, we lost family, friends, and everything. And he's the one guy that I was like, dude, I wonder how Gary's doing. Well, Gary's been going through some changes. He went through the big D, and I don't mean Dallas. Let's see.
Well, Detroit?
Divorce. That's a country song. So he's actually, I don't know. He's just traveling all over. I think he's actually close to you, Mark, because he said he lives in Texas now, and he used to be up here in Wisconsin. So this kind of blew me away. So we were just kind of like reconnecting briefly, but 2004, he and I were probably not talking at this point, but 20 years before that, in 1994,
that's a long fucking time ago.
My God, we were getting into so much trouble.
We need to bring this guy on the show now. How about that, Jay?
He's that's an after dark guest.
After dark.
Guest. Oh, it's an after dark guest. That's an after dark guest. Yeah. Gary's a different one.
I will join you guys for if you want to do an after dark on Thursday. I'll jump on with you on Thursday.
I'll jump on Thursday too for an after.
Let's give him an after dark Thursday.
I'll try and get some Impact Watch so maybe we can talk a little Impact.
Yeah, let's give him an after dark Thursday.
Okay, gentlemen.
Mark, I gotta get you a Hemi lighter, bro. You need this for obvious reasons. Yeah. I can't ship these, but whenever I see you this summer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, guys. Have a great show. I'll be in the chat.
All right. See you again. All right.
See you guys.
All right. It is number 101. Get the hell out of here, Mark. I mean, I like looking at you. Get out of here. All right, guys. Let's jump into it. Thank you for story time. We should do a story time after dark where it's just weird stories about us one day.
Oh, just thinking about all the goofy shit that me and Gary used to do. Oh my God. The stories I could tell you. It would paint a whole new picture on me. Let me tell you. The audience would go, what the?
Really? We gotta tell.
If you have small children, please ask them to leave the room right now.
Oh, yeah. It'd be one of those. It'd be a whole series of those.
We gotta do it on after. Shit. All right.
So we gotta start with Impact number 4, though.
Yes, please give that a quick rundown. Impact number 4, Fox Sports Net era. This is the lead-in. Remember, guys, it's simultaneous shows going on right now where you have Fox Sports Impact Wrestling, which is still on today on Access. It will start at this time and has become the lead-in for the Wednesday shows, which are going to end in a couple weeks, but they're still using it as a feed-in. So J-Bone's going to just quickly touch on what happened on Impact 4 that led into 101.
Go ahead, it's Jay. These hour-long shows on Fox Sports are absolutely loaded bonkers.
It's crazy.
It's like them trying to cram everything from an asylum show into 45 minutes. It's like,
nuts.
My God. All right. So here we go. June 25th, 2004, Kazarian, Nasawa, and Miyamoto versus Amazing Red, Elix Skipper, and Chris Sabin. I really can't say anything about it other than, oh my God. It's just another example of when Impact Wrestling takes the X Division and puts them on TV to kick off a pay-per-view or a show or whatever, just to blow your mind. And the audience is just for a little audience that this, because it seems smaller than the Asylum in the beginning section. In the beginning, but man, they are loud as hell and they're just nuts.
Has Towel Guy shown up yet? The Towel Spinner Guy?
I don't think so.
He's always going to be dead center. You'll see it. You can't miss him, Jay. When you see him, you're going to see him. He's always going to be dead center.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the big guy, right?
No. It's this black dude with a big white shirt on.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. He's like a real big guy.
And he's got two towels and he's just a towel spinner. I wish Towel Spinner stuck around. He was a legend in the original Asylum.
All right.
You definitely cannot miss him. There's that guy. Then like what Bill has become as like that fixture guy everybody knows. That was Towel Guy.
Yeah. Elix Skipper gets the win on here with the play of the day. Nice that he gets the win. Because he does a lot of like high spots during the matches, doesn't get a lot of actual wins. He got the win here. Johnny Fairplay announced for next week. So Johnny Fairplay coming back. Oh boy.
I'll tell you as well, real quick. Our buddy Goldilocks had Johnny Fairplay on her show 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Great interview. He talks about all about the contract around this time. What he got fucking paid by TNA. We'll blow your goddamn minds.
Oh.
I don't want to give it away. I say go look up Goldilocks' podcast. Listen to the Johnny Fairplay episode.
Okay, cool. Huh? We lost your video.
Oh, what happened? Can you hear me still? What the hell happened?
I can hear you.
All right, I'll let me refresh. I'm gonna keep going and keep talking.
Okay, I'll run glitch. This down. All right, next we got Marty Brown versus Pat Kenny, which started out nice. We didn't get a winner with this one. Oh, we did. No, my fault. We did get a winner with this one. I'm thinking of a different one. Monty Brown won this one. Petey Williams, Bobby Roode with Scott DeMore. I tell you, this Team Canada, this early version of Team Canada is just on fire. And Scott DeMore is the hype guy. You know, he's the roly-poly, loud-as-hell guy. Just unbelievable. They're facing off these two against AMW, Storm, and Harris. Now, big picture-wise, the Naturals have this feud with AMW. And they show up during the match in the AMW gear, the trench coat and Harris's jacket. And they hit Harris with the Fuji dust and then hit him with a steel chair when the ref ain't looking. And Petey and Bobby of Team Canada get the win here. Unbelievable. Crazy. So then that's going to lead into the next, 101, where the Naturals wrestle Harrison Storm in a grudge match. It's not a title shot, but it's a grudge match. We'll get to that later. Jarrett and Zabisco are in the ring arguing. We're going to find out next Wednesday, episode 101. Whether Jarrett is champ, and Jarrett does not like that response, so he gives Zabisco a big old chair shot in his head. He gets a guitar shot. Rodman is also announced for next week. Good old Rodman. Remember Rodman from NWO days? Guess he's coming back. Abyss and Dallas. This was really unique, but this really worked for a two-man big guy team. Abyss and Dallas with Goldilocks. Oh boy. Versus D'Lo Brown and AJ Styles. Man, this was bonkers. D'Lo Brown and AJ Styles get the win here. Trent is back. We can see him. He is beautiful.
Sorry about that.
Can we hear him? Yes, we can hear him.
New computer stuff. I don't know. It's a little wonky. I think I got like one of those hubs, you know, switches between the two computers, and I think it's all wonky. Like I got a new one of those hubs. Anyways, did you finish?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
Cool. All right. Let's jump into 101 then, huh? How about that? We're on a good time here, J-Bone.
So one thing I covered that leads into 101 is the showdown between Jarrett and Zabisco.
Oh, I got something to say about that when we get to those. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So Zabisco gets a guitar shot, one of the infamous many guitar shots, because he's just wrecking guitars on every show now. So
what does Mike Graham say about Jeff Jarrett? Broke 10,000 guitars, didn't draw a dime. Like,
oh yeah. God.
I was like Mike Graham's wanted to talk about this, but that was weird. But I was like, really, dude? Come damn. On. A lot of hate towards Jeff Jarrett, apparently.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's good shit. He's a consummate heel.
That's it. He knows how to be a heel, man. He knows how to be a heel. That's what Jeff Jarrett does. That's what he knows how to do.
Yeah.
We don't have any Jeff Jarrett sound bites here at all, do we? With all the throwback stuff, we have no Jeff Jarrett sound bites whatsoever.
No, we don't. We really should have over this 2-year period where we're doing the throwbacks. But hey, it is what it is.
I was gonna say it's weird. Huh, we should get a Jeff Jarrett sound bite here at some point. At least one, right? The hell is this sound like? What would he say though? I am the king of the mountain. I don't know. What's like? He has nothing like repetitive that he says.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he doesn't even say slap nuts anymore, and that'd be like my favorite.
You know which one? We got to go back to the early episodes. But I'd love for him to go, Tanae, I had about enough of you. God damn it, Tanae, I had enough of your mouth.
Like, get your ass in this ring and yeah, shut the hell up.
Yeah, what? He would just berate Tanae. I would die, dude. All right, should we jump in?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we get a recap of number 100 as well as number 4, which Jay just did. We get a recap of the 100th episode. What I think is weird at this point is they're showing us we have like 3 DOAs. You got Russo, you got Dusty floating around, and you got Zbyszko. A lot of authority figures in this era, which is strange because that's a lot of people, man.
Well, you got the DOA who is Russo.
Yeah.
Zbyszko and Rhodes are more consultants at this point. But yeah, they're the positive kind. You know, they're not like Cyrus. They're not like Don Callis type of consultants, you know.
Yeah.
They're the ones that they plug this a lot. Especially during the new Impact shows, this one thing that just popped in my head. They talk about Zbyszko watching the matches from and back, and they talk about all these matches are being watched carefully. They are timed, and if they go to a draw, we've got the guys in the back that are going to give us a ruling if it goes to a time limit draw.
I just feel there's a lot of authority figures at this point. You know, yeah. It seems like a little bit much floating around. I get it. You want to have them under your umbrella, but they're just like throwing money at these guys.
Yeah.
We get a little shot of the Saban section at, you know, that's going nuts in the crowd. I'm thinking that's Sabanite, our buddy First Sabanite. I think that's him in that section. And then there's a glimpse of the classic. This is a t-shirt that if anybody can get this, it's the MLB-inspired Jeff Jarrett t-shirt. You know the MLB logo where it's the baseball guy, red, white, and blue? There's a TNA version where it's Jarrett and the guitar, and it says Total Nonstop Action. It got pulled quick because the MLB freaked out about it. If you have that shirt, it is a huge collector's item. Nice. From the original print, yes. That I've always wanted that one. I wanted that one so bad, I never got it. All right, we open up Team Canada, Petey Williams and Bobby Roode with Scott D'Amore taking on Sanjay Dutt and Sabu. Georgie Watts, Eric Watts' wife, is shown at ringside. She's going to be watching the match later. I do like, Jay, the Sabu to Sanjay mentor thing they're doing. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of it almost works. Like, it's not like a young boy for him, and he's teaching him. I did like it. The crowd's hooked. Good match. Crowd seems huge, by the way. Am I crazy or does the crowd seem gigantic at this point?
These Asylum ones, especially the few leading up to the 100 and currently now, they are absolutely packed.
Stacked crowd. And you could tell it's packed when they open the bird's nest seating.
Yeah.
Which is usually just for crew and family. But when they open that, it's packed at this point. Like the Asylum is never hotter at this point.
All the bleachers all the way around the two sides are full. Yeah.
Packed. The crowd. So, yeah, the great finish. He hits him with the face buster. Sabu and Sanjay win. And then Sabu does the Raven pose at the end to mock Raven. And he looks like nuts. He's like, he's like psycho and shit. Then good win. It was a good match. D'Amore starts yelling at Roode and Petey. He's pissed off, slapping him around. So there's a little dissension. They're teasing that.
Well, it's funny because this is actually as much, and then I talked about this during the number four, Impact number four. Team Canada is white hot right now.
They are.
Absolutely white hot. And this is actually their first loss in several episodes, I think.
Is it? What is the tournament? I guess we won't count that.
I feel like it is because they've just been like on a roll. It's and Scott's always on fire. They're always, I mean, they always like cheat the win. But that's the thing, is they always cheat the win. And this is a rare one. And because I was not expecting Sabu and Sanjay to win. I'm like, oh, poor Sabu and Sanjay are gonna eat one for Team Canada. But no, Team Canada lost, so that's why Scott DeBoer is going batshit cuckoo at the end here.
Yeah, he's going nuts. But no, definitely a solid match. Solid match. I like the team. It's fun to watch it. They go to, I guess I can't do this for Shane, the Scott Hudson. I can't do the bell for Shane Douglas, but
Hudson's on here certainly a lot more than Douglas. Yeah.
It's weird that they've transitioned Shane to this like seamlessly. Like it's odd to me that he all of a sudden like he's just a backstage interviewer now, but whatever.
I don't know. I mean, I know he was having health issues during this time, so that could be part of it.
Could be. He's in the back with AJ Styles. They talk about how Cash got suspended, so he can't be in the match. AJ basically opens a challenge up. He's like, all right, anybody, I'll take on anybody. I'm fighting champion. Screw y'all. Some shit like that. He said something weird at the end. I forgot what he says. Yeah. He's like, all you fishes line up. That's what he said. All you fishes line up. Like, good Christian boy, you. Not swearing. But right. We go to Scott Hudson in the ring with Vince Russo, Rudy Charles.
Oh, in the ring?
In the ring. He's in the ring.
Oh, he must have felt special about this. Like, oh, is my suit good? I'm in the ring tonight.
So he's in the ring. They're talking about, this is a long segment now. They're talking about a long segment now. So this is strap in for this one.
Oh yeah.
So all right. So they're talking about the controversy about the title, the whole title being held up last week, the guitar shots and the guitar controversy. Russo says, I've heard from everyone involved in the company, except the participants. I'm going to bring them out to state their cases. So Killing comes out with Three Live Crew. They kind of rap a little bit. They're talking. He's doing his thing. And before he could talk,
Conan goes, hey, Truth, PhD this Russo.
PhD this Russo. Bowdy, bowdy, and rowdy, rowdy. All that shit. He does the whole Conan thing, right? Oh. And all that stuff.
Where my dogs at?
Yeah, where my dogs at? Where they at? All that shit. Lights go out before Truth can talk. Jared comes out. Jared comes out still in the tux.
My God, this tux.
The crown.
He's getting a lot of worth out of this.
A lot of work. He's with the mercenaries. Chad Collier, Hernandez, and who was the other one, Jay? I didn't write down this week. Third.
White bread, pasty face white
boy. They were all indie guys. They were all pretty decent indie guys in this era. But the mercenaries are out there, the elite squad. And each has 2 minutes to plead their case at this point, right? So Jared calls for the video. He goes, I got video evidence. He goes, people in the back, play this. And he plays like a compilation of Russo and Rudy confirming that if a guitar is used, cause for DQ. So they both plead. Like, there's the proof. There you go, Russo. That's it. So Truth pleads his case. Russo's really perplexed. I love Vince here. I think Vince is playing a great, frustration of like, God damn it, I don't want to fucking, I don't want to give it to this guy. Like he's so conflicted, and it looks great. He's doing such a good job. I tell you, you gotta give it to Russo. The guy was not a trained actor, not a trained wrestler. Like this guy, he fit into this decently for a guy who was a goddamn writer for the magazine, and then later on the TV show.
Right? Yeah, he was himself. Good.
He's a TV guy. He loves TV and movies. He plays it like a character would be played, right? That's what I enjoy about it. After some thinking, he declares Jeff Jarrett is still the champion as much as he hates it. Truth is pissed. But under the circumstances, Jarrett has to defend the title next week as a result of all this. The opponents are going to be all of Three Live Crew taking out, and then gauntlet style. And the elite guard is going to be on Jarrett's side. Which to me doesn't make any sense at all. I didn't like it at all. I thought this was you could have gauntleted it with Three Live Crew, but having the elite guard join Jarrett's side, I thought was muddy. That muddies the whole thing up.
Well, it's because they talk about it's so it's 4-on-3. Yeah, that's great.
That's right. Yep. Thanks for the reminder. Yes. Yeah. So then Jarrett goes, 4-on-3, I'll take those odds, god damn it. He's like, oh, no, hold the phone, I got a call from a former champion. As a former TNA champion, he saw what happened last week. He's not happy with you. And he said he wants to come and make this better. So the fourth guy on the face side is going to be none other than Ken Goddamn Shamrock. So Ken Shamrock comes out.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Like, what?
I forgot that Ken came back in the 100. Like, you remember, Ken was way on for like maybe 10 episodes in the beginning, first 10.
Right. Yeah, he was the first champ. Dropped it to Truth?
Yes. Yes.
I want to say Truth.
Yes, he did drop it, Truth. Yeah. No. Yeah, no, it was Truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that was a shock. And so the fact that he's back, and I don't know how long he sticks around this time.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for this because they show him and he looks like $1 million.
He still looks like this, which is crazy. I mean, the guy looks like awesome. You know, he's you can call him Frosty.
Stick a carrot in me and call me Frosty.
I'm not going to be one to stick a carrot in him. Let me tell you that. I wouldn't even ask him nicely. I'm just going to pass on that.
Just pass. But they brawl and then Jarrett runs. So everybody starts brawling. Great, great little brawl sequence going on. And then the match, we get a recap of Monty and D'Lo, Monty Brown and D'Lo Brown. I just realized at this point that they're both brown. They're both D'Lo and Monty Brown.
Oh my God, are they brothers?
They're both brown. They should have played this into a story, like he's his father or his uncle or some shit.
Like they both stand in the ring and do the clown thing, like
something. Yeah.
Maybe not.
They brawl immediately, and then they start brawling into the crowd. They beat the fucking piss out of each other. Double DQ, no contest immediately. It was done within minutes. Nothing even reported there.
Yeah, and I was actually kind of excited for this, but it's like ding, ding, ding. Oh, I guess they're done. Yeah, I guess they're done. Yeah,
they're gonna build it though. They'll build it. Right. Scott Hudson in the back with Glenn Gilbert and Johnny Swinger, who is all about the coconuts, man. Swingman is like coconut crazy. He's over the coconuts, Jay.
I'm ready for this one.
He kept like, so he had the coconut bra. Oh, you got this.
I was ready for this one.
For those watching on video, you can see. For anybody on audio, you're missing a shot of Glenn Gilbert dressed like a leprechaun and Johnny Swinger dressed like a hula girl with a coconut bra. And
he keeps flexing his coconuts.
He keeps flexing the coconuts. He keeps like hitting the coconuts and like just touching them and rubbing. Fucking Swinger, man. He's awesome. I mean, these two guys.
You guys swing?
Same guy. Can you believe that? It's the same guy as today. Look at this guy. I love Johnny Swinger, man. What a fucking comedian.
It's so goofy. It's priceless.
So good. So good. Glenn doesn't want to come out, and Johnny's like flexing his pecs with the bra. David Young comes in. He's like, "Where's Glenn? Goddamn, where's Glenn?" And Glenn's like, "I'm not coming. I'm not coming out. Nope, I'm not showing myself." And then he's like, "I got an idea. I'm gonna help you out or some shit." But then Swinger just goes, "If it's coconuts they want, it's coconuts they get." Just fucking walks out.
That's a great, oh great, god, great sound bite right there.
It is Johnny Swinger, man. Today's Johnny Swinger, the guy who was on the show today, even, which I love. I absolutely love it.
Right.
Then it's double humiliation, J-Bone. Glenn Gilbert and Swinger taking on Sonny Siaki and Irish Pat Kenny. Go ahead and start this one off here.
Well, this one's funny. This one gets wrapped up with a Gilberti and Swinger win, but then it gets continued because more refs come out. Posey, of all the goofy ass refs, Posey is the one to come out and tell him, no, wait, you got to start it over. Because I forget to hit him with the coconuts or something. But by the end of the match, I know the coconut bra is in pieces.
Yes, it's in pieces. So, it's destroyed.
It's which toe, is hilarious.
Toe up, man.
It's like an honorary thing to Piper or something. I don't know. But yeah, Posey restarts it, And then shortly thereafter, Pat Kenny and Siaki win it. But then as Gilberti and Swinger are getting themselves together at the end there, Big Vito comes down to the ring and he starts yelling at him like he's like a boss man. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting because he's kind of like, I'd say like a manager, but it feels like bigger than that because it's a New York connection, you know.
I missed this part. He came down yelling at him. I totally missed this.
He came down with Trinity, and Trinity's like, "What the hell?" You know,
totally must have looked away when this was happening.
They're doing the whole, you know, Italian.
Did the security come out too with him? Was the Blackshirt come out at this point too with him? I thought I saw something. I totally must have missed this walkout.
Yeah, it was like right at the end. It was like 10 seconds of them just kind of going back and forth. And,
gotcha. Okay.
And Big Vito, which, by the way, thank you, Big Vito, for the follow on the Twitter box.
Yeah, thanks, Big Vito. Thanks for the shout on last week's episode and the follow. Vito's cool, man. I like Big Vito a lot.
He's got his own podcast with his wife.
It's great.
I think so.
You guys might remember Vito, before it was Big Vito, was an early 90s WWF as Skull Von Crush. He played a German. So if you go back to the old superstars from the early 90s, Skull Von Crush is Big Vito. Take a look at that.
Skull Von Crush.
Skull Von Crush.
That might be the most wrestling name ever. Like,
he played a
Skull Von Crush.
He played like a German, you know, like a German guy. Here, I'll pull up a photo of Skull Von Crush real quick. I'm trying to find one on Superstars, but he did a lot of like job matches or ECW stuff too as Skull Von Crush. Early shit, you know. But Vito's been around, man. Like
Vito really has been.
Vito LaGrasso's been around, dude. Like he's been there for a bit.
He's done everything. He's done everything from the FBI.
Let me share this here. Here we go. Let's share this up here. Yeah, he's done a lot, dude. He's been there for a bit.
Wait, was he in FBI? I thought he was.
No, not FBI. He was not in the FBI.
What was he in? He was in. He was the
Mama Lukes in WCW. That's him right there.
That's what it was. I know he was in some kind of. Yeah, like a New York connection kind of thing. Yeah, there we go. Von Cross. Yeah,
wow. Von Cross. That's it, man. Big wow. Vito LaGrasso. Great guy. Great, entertaining guy. But yeah, it's an interesting little factoid. People don't really realize that he was doing that stuff.
Yeah.
But all right. So yeah, he's I must have blinked when he came out with Trinity at the end. But so yeah, they reverse it. They go ahead and reverse the whole thing. Posey comes out, and then Posey kind of on the outside, he prevents David Young from interfering again. Simon pins Glenn 30 more days, and the NYC yells at David Young.
Oh, yeah, that was a stipulation. If Gilberti and Swinger win this one, they can, like, you know, end the whole
yes
wearing the crazy stuff. But no, but if they lost here, it's another 30 days. So, yeah. They really – So Big Vito, when he came out, he's like, look, you had your chance. You screwed it up. You're embarrassing the family.
The family. You're embarrassing the family. I told him, I'm it blows my mind. I missed the part where he came out. It's weird. But he's going to be more involved. I mean, obviously, I don't remember him going to Orlando, but I guess he does at some point. But Vito comes out. That's that segment. So 30 more days of the costume. We go back to the back. Scott Hudson, he is all over the show with Goldilocks and Abyss. She is nuts. She's absolutely bananas in this segment. Says Watts has been in love with her. She's like, I'm going to destroy you. She's just random. I'm going to destroy you. I hate you. Your wife's going to see what kind of piece of crap you are. Screw you. Isn't that? She actually had Shark Boy on last week. She's going through her TNA days. She's kind
of pretty cool.
Goldie's going through this weird redemption phase where she feels very guilty that she was not self-aware during that time. She's like, I didn't respect it. Like I should have the opportunity that I had. I should have respected it more. I should have learned more. I should have put more into it. I'm thinking she was there, man. And even Shark Boy is like, he's like, Goldie, you did a lot. Like, don't act like you didn't give us a lot, man. But
or maybe she didn't appreciate it enough or something.
Yeah, that's what she said. She goes, I didn't appreciate what I had, you know. But I highly encourage everybody, go pull up her show. She had Jared, she had Shark Boy, she's had Vince, she's had Johnny Fairplay. So,
and we had her on, and I'm kind of wondering if we were a tiny piece in her feeling.
We were
like that,
because I think we were, actually, to be honest. I think we struck that in her a little bit,
because we talked about all sorts of crazy shit. She even made me blush.
I was thinking that once we kind of get, yeah, she's like, she put J-Bone over. Once we kind of get through 111, I was thinking we should try. Then we go back to some of the guests, and we go back to specific guest pods, like with that, you know, use the time for that maybe. So we'll kind of feel it out, because adding a guest on top of a review sometimes, like we end up feeling rushed a little bit. Yeah. So maybe we specifically do some guest episodes of the TNA era, and we'll look into that. We'll try to really contact some of these folks. You know, they're around. Eric Watts is around, and you know, Slash, you know, he has a podcast now. He does his own. Wolfie D, you know, he does his own thing. Goldie, Wolfie Trinity's D. back out a little bit. So the Sinister Minister, like it's out there, man. So we can get these guys back around. So it'd be kind of cool to focus on that. But yeah, so that's what they're setting up. She refers to Eric Watts' wife as a hoochie, which great throwback word, a hoochie. Which I laughed at. All right.
Zach Bonifer here says Iron Bone. What's part two of Goldie?
it was a thrilling moment for the J Bone. He was spinning that day. He was spinning. Contract match. Abyss with Goldilocks versus Eric Watts. Goldie is like all over the match, Jay. Your girl's everywhere in this.
She is. Shit, one.
She's everywhere though. She's like bonkers during this match.
She is. Yeah, she is so charismatic. She's running all over the place. She even gets into it with
Georgie Watts.
Georgie. Yep. She even gets into it with Georgie at the very end there. And man, yeah, she's the most, like, we've seen her in a few crazy backstage segments, but as far as like really being out there and going full Karen nuts, she was on it. She really was.
What does Alicia call it? The level 5 Karen? Like Susan was a level 5 Karen.
Nice.
Yeah, Goldie's bananas in this, man. She's out of her mind. But Abyss gets the chain. He hits Eric Watts with the chain. Black Hole Slam, which they didn't name it this time. They just called it a spinning side slam or something. So this is before today named it
the Black Hole Slam. The evolution of Abyss is still happening.
Very slow. I swear to God, I didn't realize how slow it was in the Asylum days. We had this revisionist history where we think like the Asylum days, Abyss was some major part. He was gone for most of it. Abyss is built in the Impact Zone in Orlando more than he was in the Asylum. So I relearned that during watching this. Like I said, 20 years of history back, I kept thinking Abyss was all over. Like he was barely in there for 03, which we found out he was not even there at 03.
Right. He was in the first couple weeks whatever, and then nothing. And then the Abyss character, I tell you, I realize he's still engulfed in the whole, you know, WWE behind the, you know, backstage thing. But man, if he ever gets a holiday from that and starts doing a podcast tour, dude, I would love to spend an hour with him and talk about the evolution of his character and how it was, you know, because I've seen him live a few times in person, and he's always been the consummate monster.
He's just such a, you know, I guess he's let the cat out of that. He is a very, very nice guy. Like,
that's what I hear.
Too nice. Too nice to be what he is. Like, that dude is a total sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like, like he would feel bad like charging us, you know, like at AAW and stuff. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean to. I mean, we'll throw in just book Moose and we'll throw in an Alex Shelley for free. You know, like he just felt bad. Like, you know, things like it. Just, I mean, he was such a nice guy, man. So freaking nice. Well, he was at AAW for a while. He did a whole faction with Sammy Callahan. It was all these Ohio guys, you know, they all kind of stick together.
I met him and had a photo taken with him almost exactly 10 years ago. And
where at?
It was for Bruce City Wrestling. And Thumper brought him in. And it was the week after he got that arm length scar.
Oh God.
Which is the same week he got the Hall of Fame ring from Hogan.
Oh, this is during the Immortal Days.
So what's funny is half the people just wanted to meet him and see the scar, and half the people wanted to meet him and get a picture with the ring. So it was really funny. It was, you know, it was every other person was something, you know, something different. Like, oh, you want to see the scar? Get a picture with the scar or whatever, you know. It was funny.
I was just bummed that Rob Van Dam kicked his teeth out. You know, he has to wear, he wears a bridge or whatever, but yeah. It's a bummer. I mean, it happened on TV, on Impact TV. Rob Van Dam back just right in the fucking mouth. See his teeth just knock out in mid match. It was terrible.
Jeez.
Couple funny things like that. Abyss's teeth. I remember Abyss's teeth, and I remember Consequences Creed, aka what's his name, Xavier Woods, puking in the ring during an Impact. He took a slam in an exhibition match, and he just seemed to go. Bleh! It was a rainbow of puke on Impact TV. It was
not, that's tremendous.
I was like, tremendous. What the fuck was that?
he's gotten a little better since then.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think he's made a lot more money since then too.
Yeah,
he's pretty doing okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, Black Hole Slam. He wins. Now Georgie Watts gets involved here, right? She comes and she's yelling at Goldie. She throws a drink at Goldilocks. Abyss is about to attack Eric Moore. She jumps. She starts brawling Goldie. She leaves Goldie, jumps on Abyss's back and is tearing him up and fight all over. Huge brawl.
That's nuts. Yeah.
For a non-wrestler, she did pretty good.
Yeah, because she wasn't some like tiny 100-pound girl. She looked like a bigger girl, you know.
Yeah.
So
Watts' contract is done. Like he's out. So at this point, storyline, Watts' contract is gone.
It ain't no secret. I need a job.
So yeah, he was done. he's out. We go to we got a recap of the AMW and Naturals feud, which is a great feud. I think that it's been heat, nonstop heat on this feud since the kickoff.
It has been. And I even love AMW's promo at the Naturals during this next Scott Hudson. You got to hit the bell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I didn't write that one down, did I? Oh, here, Scott Hudson with AMW.
And AMW says to him, he's like, you know, you've done this to us. You've done that to us. You've been just absolutely, you know, insanely rude. He's like, and all you had to do was ask us for a shot at the titles. We would have given it to you because we're that kind of team. But no, you did all this stuff, and now it leads up to this grudge match.
I thought the promo, this is where James Storm started to become. You saw those hints of James Storm that we know today.
Oh, yeah.
This is the feud that ignited the outlaw James Storm that we know today.
Yeah.
And you start seeing it in the promo. You're like, oh, okay, all right. Because, you know, I think I don't want to assume. I love me some James Storm. I think we can all agree we love James Storm. I mean, he's our guy. He's a fucking vet, right? Who knows? Maybe it's that that lit a fire under him when he saw Harris get that singles push. And he's like, I got to up my game. But he did, man. He fucking did. Like, James Storm is fantastic. Like, and today, I mean, he is such a good, you know, veteran dude, you know? But you saw, this is where the hints of that outlaw James Storm started to me, this feud. So the fire in James Storm is really hot right there. And obviously Harris is already just fantastic. So
there you go.
Tons of heat. I mean, there's heat. The crowd is on fire, Jay, during this. Like, they hate the fucking Naturals, basically. They're like, fuck these guys. AMW's our boys. You know, we love. We're fucked. Just screw them. Kill them. Kill them.
Yeah. You know?
Like, it's like that scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Like, I say we kill them. You know, I say we shoot them. You know, and it's like, yeah. It's like, no, I say we hang them. Then we tattoo them.
And then we kill
them. Then we kill them. Yeah. We're sure we let them go. No. You're like, it's basically that. Like, they're just like, hang them, fuck them. Great movie, by the way, Jay. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh yeah,
classic. How many people in the chat have seen that movie? If you haven't, you have a problem. There's a problem.
Screw the next one. Pee-wee's Big Adventure is the classic.
Oh god, yeah. Big Top Pee-wee didn't live up to it. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. You know, I can recite the whole movie. There's a whole movie by heart. Jay. The whole movie right now. There's a wrestling connection in it. I can tell you what it is. You want to know what the wrestling connection is? It's so, this is nerd shit. This is where I'm a fucking Mark, and I'm gonna connect wrestling into this movie. You want to know
how? I can tell you the Twisted Sister one, but I can't tell you the wrestling That's one.
Jason Hervey of Family Hervey, who is in the Wonder Years.
The movie, he's on the movie set.
He's on the movie set. He's like, I was ready since first call. You know, like that kid, right? Jason Hervey.
Dramatic.
Is the son of the president of Mandalay Entertainment, who produced a lot of WCW videos and was involved with Turner for a long time. And his mom was, you know, involved in Turner Networks. Jason Hervey made a lot of appearances in early 90s WCW as like a judge for the, you know, during some shit. And he is Eric Bischoff's business partner today. So ever since that connection,
I knew he was I didn't know how it got to that, but I know he's partners with Evil E, yes. Or Eazy-E, excuse me.
Wait a minute. I need this story right now. I need to know this. Mark, type it out if you can't even pop in here. How the fuck does somebody meet Jason Hervey?
Met Jason Hervey?
I need to know how.
That's right. He's in the Wonder Years, too.
He was, yeah, his Wonder Years.
Yeah, and it was funny, as I seen him ringside at a bunch of like bunch random of matches in the crowd, mm-hmm. like front row. I had no clue, like what can, like I knew he was a fan, but I had no clue, like what behind the scenes.
I think, yeah, he was banging Missy Hyatt for a while too. I believe that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I mean, dude, he's like a rich guy from Hollywood, man. He's like the son of a movie executive, the Wonder Years. J-Bone, can you do your best impression of Joe Cocker doing the Wonder Years intro song right now?
No, I can't.
Come on, Jay.
I don't even know what it sounds like. I can't even. Like,
get by a little help, my friends. What would you do if I sang out of tune? Come on, Jay. This is up your alley. Would you stand and walk out on me? You know,
you got to get me. You just keep Let going. You're doing great on
that. Sing your song. Come on, Jay. I want you to do it. Please. Okay. Who in the chat wants to hear J-Bone do the Wonder Years theme song for next week? J-Bone got a week to learn this.
You got to give me you got to give me a little prep on this. You
know? I get hammered, though. I want you to come into 102 hammered next week. Just completely blitzed. And I want you to start off like, Jim, what were you doing on July 6th, 2004? You're like, what would you do if I sang out of tune? Or just stand up and walk out. Oh, come on.
Oh, it's going to be.
Oh, quite, fucking Zach. This was quite son memorable. Of a bitch. Yeah, she walked out. Fuck you, Bonifer. Fuck this. You know, Zach, I don't know how Bonifer has not come to an AAW show. He's a state over here. I mean, come on, Bonifer. You going to get to an AAW show one of these days so you can insult me in person?
He would probably come to one of the ones that's like south of Chicago. That's like south in the southern.
We're going to try to get back to those. We're going to try to get back to doing those.
What are the ones down there? Is that Logan or where is
it? Well, no, we were doing LaSalle, Illinois.
LaSalle.
A little more west, southwest.
That's probably more Zach's neighborhood.
One of these days. One of these days, I'm gonna have Zach insult me in person. I'm gonna pay him for it. You know, come on, please, please more. You know, just keep insulting me.
We're gonna get the Mayor Neeslam and Zach Bonifer tag team against
just
Trent and
constant just verbal assaults. You know, what's funny is they're both notorious. They're notorious like shit on Trent guys in the chat. I mean, they're great. They're great at what they do. They're very talented, but I don't know if they ever communicate. Do they ever communicate with each other in the chat? I don't think I've ever seen a mayor and Zach communication. Like, let's fucking get him. Unless it's going on behind the scenes where he's like,
it probably is.
I'm taking minute five, you know, fuck it.
they would be the ultimate tag team because they're both big, bald old guys.
It's, yeah. You know. And good at insults, you know, good shit talkers, man.
Right.
See, Bonifer's good shit. He's a Midwesterner. Fucking
They could both wear like the Russian red singlet thing. That'd be perfect.
Oh, so Zach, you're way south. Okay. Are you going to Zach, tell us real quick. Are you going to the Impact tapings in 2 weeks down in Louisville? They're in Ohio Valley. Daniel Spencer invited me. He said, why don't you come down? Me and Skull might go if we can work it out with schedules. Might go for a day.
Awesome.
Yeah. Might go for a day. It's like a 4-hour drive from us. So we'll see.
You know what Daniel Spencer told me about? He was the one that told me that the Hardy Boys are coming to town.
I heard about that, dude. Isn't that crazy?
David Hero is bringing the Hardy Boys into town. Same place where EC3 and Braun Strowman were.
They're not cheap, dude. They're not.
No, they're not. I want to go to the show, but they're like, if you want the autograph and the photo op of both guys, it's like $150.
It's just a meet and greet, right? Ouch. That's all it is. It's just a meet. It's not like a show.
No, it's going to be a show. Oh, it's a show? But the 2 hours prior is going to be the meet and greet. And they're going to be wrestling on the show, I'm sure.
That's huge to get them for an indie. That's huge.
They're doing it. It's the comeback tour, dude. 2022. It's the return of the Hardys.
That's cool, man. Matt, we had Matt at AAW. I played the video once of me and Matt in the car where I picked
him. I love that one.
Brother Trent, you know, I knew you'd come. Great guy. I truly
met him once.
Nice as hell. I will absolutely say if anybody's in the area, go meet. Jeff's very nice too. You know, whatever troubles he's got is one thing, but they're two sweet guys, man. No question about it.
I've heard nothing but positive about Jeff since he exited.
Yeah.
Because he's on a tour, in fact.
Yeah. Skull met him on that tour, on the music tour. He went to the show.
He's coming back to Wisconsin, but he's going to be on the other side of the state in La Crosse.
He's doing he'll do a short set.
Yeah.
Then it's a meet and greet. And Skull went to it. It wasn't bad, Jay. Apparently the tickets aren't terrible for that.
He's a decent singer. I mean, he sings like grunge stuff. You know, he's not like the best singer in the world, but he'll sing some like, you know, grungy stuff like Alice in Chains and stuff. And it's fun. He's just doing it. It's like an acoustic thing, him and another dude.
Yeah, it's not bad. I saw some video that Skull took. It's pretty good. So definitely go check that out if you can, guys.
Oh, right, shit. We should probably get back to the review.
We should. Yeah, we're not too much over, Jay. We're hour eight with all the BSing, and we're near the end here.
We got 3 hours that we're talking about here. We're not bad.
We go to Scott Goddang Hudson. Oh, no, wait. We didn't finish the match. We didn't finish the tag match.
Yeah, where are we? Hudson?
Okay, no. We didn't finish the match. Lots of heat.
Naturals and AMW. Yes. Okay, back to the show.
We get a quick picture-in-picture of Russo being petitioned by all the X-Vision guys. Like, I want a title shot. He's like, all right, stop. You know, they're all petitioning him. Not much to say about the match other than the chemistry is phenomenal. The Naturals cheat to win. Add on the heat. It's one of the best tag team feuds in Impact history, for sure.
So, yeah, it's a grudge match, and now you beat the tag champs. So now you got to assume, you know, your old school wrestling rules, you beat the champs. Well, now you get a shot.
I did love the reaction from AMW, like the shock.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fuck, like what?
And Tanae and Wes, like, did they overlook the Naturals? I mean, did they just look past them and think,
brilliant. I mean, it's just brilliant on Tanae and Wes part. Like they were Tanae and Wes just brilliant. on recently on Keeping It 100, it's a snippet on YouTube. Somebody asked, they sent a letter, and what happened to Mike Tenay? And Disco talks about it. How just, you know, he got, just didn't want to be in anymore. I was hoping, because Disco also lives in Vegas. I was hoping they were in touch, because like Tenay's in Vegas. He was working at the sports books in Vegas at one of the big casinos. Like, I thought they'd be in touch. I was surprised to see hair Disco didn't, but he's like, man, we had great times in those days. And, you know, today was great with me and all that. I hope something happens with Tenay, man. I feel like he's too good. He's too important of any of the classic stuff you see is Mike Tenay's voice. Yeah. You know, it's Tenay. And I just want everybody to like, I want him to be remembered. Like, I just need, you need Tenay and West this year in the 20. Yeah. You need the OG knockouts, the Desire, Trinity, and Goldie need to come back.
Yeah.
You know, JB hopefully can send a video in. Dixie, Russo. You know, these are important people to this company, and I don't want them to lose their identity with all the shit going on.
Well, we've had so many people that we've talked about over the course of the last 2 years about just losing them.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, no, we got to give them their flowers while they're here. You know,
got it, man. Got it. So get Monty, yeah. You know, get Monty, get Jeff to appear again.
Something. Just, you know, yes. I don't know what Ring of Honor is planning for their
Hall of Fame,
their Hall of Fame show. But dude, it is going to be an absolute killer show.
They if just those guys are appearing, yeah.
They
yeah.
just announced. Oh, I'm sure they are. They just announced last week. They announced Samoa Joe. Today they just announced CM Punk. I was like, oh my god!
It's been Briscoe's Joe and Punk so far, I believe.
Yeah,
it's got to be Homicide and Nigel for the rest, and Dan. Oh, they announced Danielson too. It's got to be Homicide.
Yeah,
it's got to be Homicide and Nigel next. You got to. It just that's. Those are the only other two pillars of the company.
That'd be some classics. Yeah. Yeah. And just, you know, fill a, you know, just make it an hour and a half, get some people, set up decent security. Cause you know, there's been some issues. But I don't think there would be for these guys issues. You never know. Cause you know, wrestling fans can be dicks, but, man, just if Ring of Honor, with the changes they're going through, can pull this off, then there's absolutely zero excuse why Impact can't do some classic TNA shit. It's like, come on.
Ring of Honor's doing multiple people. Forget this one at a time shit, Impact. Like, come on. Kick it up a little bit. This is going to be too slow. Like, you need a handful.
Yeah. So, get anyway, AMW in there. Get a couple classic knockouts in there.
Yeah.
Couple heavyweights, something.
Dude, you need the knockout. You need a knockout. You need a tag. You need a crew. You need a heavyweight. You need
an X Division.
That's it. It writes itself. It's not hard to do this, guys.
No, so, do that once a year, and you got a hell of a class every single year.
100%. 100%, man. You go on your own fucking network. Broadcast it on your own network. Just do it there. So we'll see what happens.
Right.
Scott Hudson. With Dusty Rhodes in the back, and again, too many authority type figures running around. But he tells Russo, make the decision with your heart, not your head. Your heart, you know what's right, Vince. And he talked. Funny thing, Dusty mentions here, Jay.
Yeah.
He talks about how they dropped the ball with Jeff Hardy last week.
Yeah.
I cannot help but think, Jay, that there's like some truth to that from the inside, because we talked about it on the review, how they just dropped the ball at the Hardy debut.
Well, it's just proof that they listened to our show.
That's right. Yeah. They went to a DeLorean, listened to the show, and said, guys, we fucked up on this.
How do you not book a superstar, if I can imitate Dusty Rhodes for a minute? You dropped the ball. You dropped the ball, guys. How do you bring in a superstar like Jeff Hardy and fuck it up?
Yeah, I think they truly, screwed it up, man. And I think they knew they did. You know, I think they knew they screwed up and they had to like mention it so that they're aware of it. So talks about that. So we'll go from there. We go to Don West and Mike Tenay, silver on silver. And Jay, they're making a weird announcement at this point, which is like so out of left field. Well, who's going to be on the next edition of Impact in Florida? Did you catch this?
Yeah, they announce
The Worm, Dennis Rodman, gets announced.
I know I wrote it down. Where the hell did I?
It's The Worm. Anyway, they announced Dennis Rodman, which is so like, what?
We were so far off track. I'm like trying to figure out where the hell I am in my notes.
He's hammered. He's totally hammered right now.
No, I haven't had a beer in days.
Drinking that Svedka, whatever that's the...
Vodka? God, yeah. No, I don't.
Just putting gargling with vodka.
I had to have written it. I have to have written it down because I was saying to myself, I was like, oh my God. Oh, that's because I wrote it down and they announced it in episode number 4. That's why I wrote it down there.
Ah, okay, okay.
Because so they announced Fair Play and Rodman coming next week. So it's going to be like on the next, it's either going to be on FS, the next Impact, or the next Asylum show. I don't know where
they
it's going
to be. It's in the next Orlando show. They called it for Orlando.
Okay, so number 5, we're going to have Rodman.
Random. Random Rodman. In the number
I don't
5.
Know what he's going to, I had no clue he I was forgot. Ever made an appearance.
I know. Obviously, we know that he was in the NWO, but I forgot right. about TNA stuff. Totally don't remember. Interesting.
I can't wait to see what he does.
They've had a bunch of people, guys. They've had a lot of people in this company who celebrities who have come through. They've had a ton come through.
Well, I even have an old DVD of Rodman versus...
Oh, on that Australian tour?
Yes.
Was it perfect?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kurt Hennig versus Rodman.
Jared talks a lot about that on his podcast on an episode. I remember hearing that.
Crazy.
Crazy shit, man. Crazy. Yeah. Dennis Rodman's been around, dude. Like, that guy's been around. All right.
What hasn't he done?
We go to Scott Hudson, but this is a light bell because it's earlier in the day, so it's just a... It's like earlier in the day.
But it's a loaded segment. You got to give it a bigger bell than that.
All right, big bell. Scott Hudson with the X Division. Everybody's in there.
There we go.
They're all in the ring, and it's all the X Division stars talking about AJ Styles, and they're commenting on it. So you got Chris Daniels, Elix Skipper, Michael Shane with Tracy, Chris Sabin, Kaz, and Red, who doesn't say anything.
Right.
But they're all kind of red. He knows a red
when
just
he,
like
when hey. He get red gets yelled at by Kazarian. It's hilarious. Don't you ever fucking interrupt me ever again.
And he was like, ribbing him. I was like, he's totally ribbing him. He's like, don't you ever interrupt me again. I was like, to the guy that didn't say anything. That's hilarious. But dude, so they're talking about AJ in the X Division, and Daniels is putting him over heavy. And then Michael Shane gets pissed off about all the ass kissing. And he's like, I thought we agreed to kick AJ out of the X Division. And now you're here putting him over. Blah, blah, blah. And they got heated. And then Daniels comes into it, gets in his face, and then it's all shitty. Elix is like, let's go. Let's get out of here. The hell with these guys. And then Kaz and Shane take over and kind of basically shit on AJ Styles.
Right, yeah, and they shove Chris Sabin to the back. They yell at
they
yell at Amazing Red, and so yeah, everybody kind of gets a little, you know, something in here, and it's I've noticed that it's kind of like re-promoting everybody in the X Division, and like because early in the show they do a thing on showing all the great tag teams that are in the show too. So they know that they're bringing more eyes to the product each week. So they're on this kick again of, okay, you know, things are growing for the brand. Let's show them why. Let's tell them why.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of like a reboot to reintroduce yourself. Make sure you're all aware of who's the X Division, who's the tag teams, who's the heavyweights. Like, it's a nice, like Jay said, there's a ton of new people in the asylum, big crowd. You got to reach and more people tuning in. So it's like, all right, let's remind everybody who's who. So that's what they were going for on this, which is good. It's a good little recap almost, you know? So they do that. whole little schmoz, and then they walk off. And then we go to present time, and it's Scott Hudson back-to-back segments with Vince Russo. Now, Jay, do you find this funny? Hudson kept asking, what happened to Kid Cash? Why isn't he here? What happened to Kid Cash? Why is he suspended? And Russo was like, I'm not talking about that right now. No, you're not going to hear about that right now. And I was like, what the hell are they implying happened to Kid Cash? Like, what's the story?
They said he was suspended because one of the last episodes is he attacked Styles.
Yeah.
But it was when he was injured. So I think it's just another way of writing him off because his leg is messed up. He needs time to heal. So instead of the old boring, oh, he's injured. No, let's keep the heat on him. No, he's suspended. Well, why is he suspended? Why do I don't want to talk about it? So that just adds more heat. Like, my God, well, what the hell did he do that he's suspended? And they won't even talk about it. Oh, it must be really bad.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right. I didn't think about that. That makes sense. All right. Well, that's a little tease. We get that little tease about that whole thing. And it's, you know, so who knows when Cash is going to be back? We have no idea. But they sure as hell come out. And Vince basically says, all right, you know what? The opponent's going to be a six-man match. That's what's going to be the opponent. And now we go to the main event. It's the X Division Championship. AJ Styles defending against Michael Shane with Tracy in his corner, Elix Skipper, Kaz, Red, Chris Sabin.
Oh, my God, dude.
This, it's no Daniels. I think Daniels is still injured. They imply that at the end when he runs in. But
yeah, they said... Oh, he's not even cleared for this. And he runs in and, like, you know, starts beating everybody with the flagpole or whatever.
Jay, I got to say, man, this is the defining match of the X Division at this era, for sure. It is one of the best X Division matches I've ever seen. Ever.
Dude, this is a great example. We talk about this a lot, and I use this expression a lot, but, you know, where everybody gets their shit in.
Yeah.
This is on fire nonstop for, like, 15 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever it is. It's unbelievable.
It's nuts, dude. It is. I feel like they defined AJ in this time, but this match was like, what the shit did I just witness? Like, it is so intense. You don't see shit like this today to this level. And this is like another level of shit. This is like insanity.
It's just a great example of how the X Division is TNA, total nonstop action.
100%.
And everybody, it's so fun to watch this and just know where everyone is right now. It's like, okay, Amazing Red is, well, you could say he's active. He's not as active, but he is active.
Yes.
Kazarian still looks like $1 million. Yep. Chris Sabin is having a career year over the past, you know, year in Impact Wrestling. Christopher Daniels is now going out and proving himself again in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Like, what?
AJ Styles.
Dude, I had a thought go through my head. Because AJ Styles really took an ass whipping in this match. Yeah. And how AJ Styles comes back in this match, you think he's like beaten to the pulp, and then out of nowhere, dude, out of freaking nowhere, hits a Pele on, I think it's either Sabin or Kazarian, one of the two. It just flawlessly, he's like slumped, crushed, beaten to a pulp, flips, hits a perfect Pele square, boom. I'm like,
good.
So I'm going to say something, and I don't talk about stuff like this much because I leave these kind of conversations for, like, everyone else to have just because I don't have the brain or, you know, capacity for it. Yeah. But I'm going to say something, and I just want to get your reaction for it. You can agree or disagree.
Sure, sure.
Watching this match and just thinking about everything and everywhere that AJ Styles has done, I think in the last few decades, we'll just say 20 years, AJ Styles is absolutely the best wrestler pound for pound.
I'm with you. I've been saying it myself. I think of this 20-year era.
And it's subjective. You know what I mean? Absolutely. It's subjective. But
I'm 200% with you. I've been saying it myself. Of this era, the 20-year era here, AJ Styles is the best wrestler of all time.
I love, dude. It just in this watching how batshit crazy the end of this is.
Oh my god.
It's such a train wreck. Everybody comes off for them like, oh my god, they're still fighting from 2 hours ago.
I love this kind of stuff. Let me explain what it is to everybody who doesn't know. So AJ hits a Styles Clash on Red to win. He actually was gonna hit it from the second rope. He slipped, he kept Red safe. Yeah. Hop down.
He didn't kill him.
Hop down. Fucking hit him. It was great. AJ wins. Team Canada comes down, starts beating everybody up at the end. Chris Daniels comes in. AMW comes down brawling with the Naturals. D'Lo and Monty start coming out from like a couple minutes later from like
Ryan.
Brawling for murder. Three Live Crew comes out brawling with the guard. Jeff Jarrett comes in. He's in the ring. Come on, anybody who wants it. Tanay is going bonkers at this point.
They're practically losing their voice because now all the cameras over here. Oh, now the cameras over here.
Oh my God.
AMW and the Naturals just flew into the ring while everybody's in a separate corner of the arena. And it's like,
I love it, Jay. I cannot get enough of that. I love chaos in wrestling.
And then Jarrett, and they do the close up, they do the zoom in on Shamrock and his face, like, oh fuck, dude.
Yep. And then he goes to run in and goes off the air.
I just was thinking about that. I just got goosebumps thinking about Shamrock.
It's like, guys, if you have Impact Plus, go watch this. Go watch the last 5 minutes. Seriously. Go watch the main event.
It's so goofy. It's so fun, though.
It's so fun. There was one of the biggest TNA moments in the Impact Zone days is the massive brawl that lasted about a half hour. Where the cops came in, everything. It was said to be one of the best TNA moments of all time. The massive brawl. This is up there with it. But that one was a crazy one. That one went all over the Impact Zone. If you guys know about what I'm talking about, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I think I know what you're talking. I think I've heard of that.
It's a legendary moment of the Impact Zone where like the brawl went on for a half hour, and I believe it's on YouTube. And I will do a quick search to see the TNA.
Is it from like 05, 06 or something?
It's like 2009, maybe, I want to say. I think TNA Brawl 09, it comes right up. This is it, the TNA Riot, it's called.
Riot? Oh, no.
The official, there's no official video of it. There's some clipped versions. Oh, they have a version that's 4 minutes long. I think this is it. I'm not sure if this is the same one. No. But it's referred to as the TNA Riot. I've been talking cops came in, you name it, man. It was ridiculous.
that's great.
It was so much fun. But guys, that's it. That is number 101. Great episode. That's
the countdown to the end of the asylum.
Yeah. This one absolutely gets an endorsement from me as one to watch. I know Mark, what we talked about last week where Mark was like, if you know, 100 is absolutely an episode to watch. If you're a new fan, if you're introducing somebody to the show, you show them 100 because it's like perfect.
This one, 100 was fun, but I didn't like the way the last two big matches end. So I'm going to say this one blows 100 out of the water.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I'm with you.
Because it's great with storytelling, telling the, you know, it wraps up some stories. Keep some stories going, and it just this the continuous, like it's just a great example between the Watts of Bits and Goldie, the tag division's on fire, the chaos at the top with the NWA title, the crossover with the X division where it features a little bit of everybody, dude. This is a perfect complete episode of classic NWA TNA that features everything, dude.
Highly recommend it. If you guys are watching,
five star match.
Now, great show. Give it a look. But that is it. Let's get the wrap up going here, Jay. Where can people find you?
You can find me over in that other little podcast called Smash's Podcast, where we're covering some AEW. I've been trying to think of some other things to cover. I'm glad you, and it's on YouTube and Twitch. You're showing the link here for the Spreadshirt. I want to give you an update on that. I just found out that there is new merch available, something new. We've been talking about this organic stuff. They've been putting out all these new organic pieces of clothing that you can put in your shop. There are now organic baseball caps.
Hey, there you go.
Organic baseball caps. And they come in a few different colors. There's like a black, a charcoal, a tan, and a green. Cool. So I tried to feature different ones, like depending on what logo, you know.
Nice.
So, but yeah, you can pick different colors and you can customize them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Check out the Spreadshirt, guys. But cool. Get me over at Trinsbury on Twitter. Also, guys, yeah, check out the show at We Talk Impact, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's mostly going to be Mark on there, but we all kind of pop in and do stuff on there. But Mark is usually at the day-to-day tweeter. Good hot takes. Go give it a follow at We Talk Impact, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. ProWrestlingTees.com/TotalNonstopImpact. They had a sale, I think, going through tomorrow. 20% off.
I thought it was the end of today.
Was it just today?
I think it was the end of today. It was President's Day. 15% off.
15% off. Okay. How about that? Patreon.com/WeTalkImpact, guys. YouTube.com/WeTalkImpact. Sorry, Total Nonstop Impact. Twitch.tv/Total Nonstop Impact. All audio platforms, guys. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Please don't forget to rate it. If you have any of those platforms you listen to audio on, or you're a video person here, like this video. Don't forget to like this video. But also rate it on iTunes and all that kind of stuff, dude. It helps us get seen. Big shout out to Saudi Arabia, who we had charted on the Apple Podcast charts for Saudi Arabia last week. So
nice.
You know what? I gotta say, it makes sense. WWE just did the Saudi show, right? So there's wrestling buzz. There's wrestling buzz in Saudi. You know, it makes sense. I get it. Probably because, you know, they're looking for wrestling. AJ Styles comes up on the throwbacks. Like, they're searching terms. And we come up, they're listening to us. So there, big shout out to the to Saudi. Thank you guys for jumping on. Hopefully you're watching the show as well, and fans of Impact Wrestling and everything too. So, but anything else, Jay?
I just want to. We had a tremendous turnout for the No Surrender review. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who, and I'll do another thank you on Thursday too, because I know this is a niche thing. But we also had some great numbers for the last one, for number 100. So
I've got to mention that too. God, people, the turnout's been great. Like, the No Surrender review, you guys killed it. And you guys did amazing on that one. Like, the numbers were fantastic. Yeah. And then, 100, one of our most listened to throwbacks was 100. Yeah. Dave's clearly a draw, I guess.
He is.
So
we'll have to send him a contract.
Yeah, seriously, right? But yeah, guys, thank you for turning out for the last couple of shows here. This has been really nice of you guys. I mean, product interest is up, which usually trickles down to us. So we appreciate you guys jumping on board with T and I. Tell your friends, if you're a Redditor, put it in Reddit. Spread the word around in the wrestling groups in Reddit. Never hurts to plug it there. So please do plug it and let people know about us. But other than that, J-Bo, I think we're done, right? We're good.
That's it. Just thanks, everyone. And one thing is, we had a few tips at the top of the show. Just thank you for whoever. I'm not going to scroll all the way up, but thank you for whoever tipped us at the top of the show. Thank you.
Oh yeah, guys, thank you very much. If we might have missed it at the top. I got it right here. Eric Punk Nova Trace, he did. So thank you to Eric. I see that one. I'm guessing Brian probably did too. Brian Feld, he always does, and he takes off. So
I set the show up 2 hours before we went live, and he gave us a tip minutes later. So thank you. What an amazing dude. He's like, I can't make it for the show, but here's a tip. Well, thank you.
Nice guy. I see him at AAW. He's a sweetheart. Thank you, Brian, as always. And he loves weed. I love that bio. I love his bio. It's like, Brian, bio. Love weed.
Wow, man.
Awesome. But yeah, anyway, Mark and Brian got to fucking get down on some treehouse shit.
There
we
go.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for hanging with us. We appreciate it, you guys. Remember, we are back. Jay, are you on tomorrow for anything with Smash?
Yeah, because we changed the schedule of this show. So okay. I'm doing my best now to really get in full swing again because I was sick so much in December and January. So I'm really doing my best to like go back to back Tuesdays and Wednesdays now.
J-Boy, did you know this? We have, look at this. We can do that stuff that those Twitch gamers do. They have like background music while you play. Listen to this. We can do background music while we do the pod.
That's something new on StreamYard, yes.
Look at this.
Yeah. I tested that out a few shows ago. Like we went live.
Yeah.
And I just had the screen up and I had the music playing for like a minute just to like test
it. Like hold music? That's awesome. This is cool, guys. I see like so many streamers do this stuff and it kind of fills the. No, J-Bone, there's rock music. Look at this. Yeah, look at this, Jay. We're going to talk about Chola Nonstop Impact.
And you can adjust the volume.
It's
you can
loop cool,
it,
man.
And it just continuously plays.
I like it. I dig it. Look at this shit, man. This is Jay. We're doing this. I love filling the little background there too. That's cool. All right, more of that to come.
Total nonstop looped acoustic.
This place rules.
Hell yeah. That was good.
All right, guys. Join Jay tomorrow on Smash's podcast. Wednesday, TNI UK is on. They're talking all their stuff. They're doing great, too. Big shout out to Bison Joe and Steve on TNI UK. Join them Wednesday. Thursday, the flagship watch-along post-show review. We're going to do an After Dark this Thursday. I will be on. Mark will be on. Full After Dark for the patrons. And a big shout out to all the patrons. Thank you, guys. We will see you then. No pay-per-view this weekend. But yeah. Anyway, we're on. We'll see you, guys. Be care. Take care. Brush your hair. J-Bone, send him off. Give him a wave.
Later!